And this is part B, and we're picking up again. I don't want to stop. Verse 30, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God, of the living God. But Paul is urging again, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock. People looked at you and said, what is that? Look at that. Both by reproaches and afflictions. And partly while ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds. This is, I believe, one of the intrinsic proofs that Paul wrote this letter, because he writes the same thing to the Philippians. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully to the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. From the time we started the God School until now, we have talked about eternal things, not the things of this life. Boy, if I had my ways, I'd say, oh yeah, come to Christ and you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Paul tells us that after we're illuminated, we're going to endure a great fight of affliction. And because we had the eternal view of being in Christ Jesus and not on the afflictions of this life, it says of those who were illuminated, they took joy in the spoiling of their goods, knowing that in themselves they have in heaven a better and enduring substance. And cast not away therefore your confidence. This is that same word that is in verse 19. Boldness that is in verse 20. Profession of our hope that is the freedom of speaking. It is, as it says in Romans 10, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession or proclamation is made unto salvation. We are to speak of our hope. We are to speak freely. Of that which God in Christ Jesus has done for us. We're not to cast away that bold outspeaking which has a great recompense of reward. For ye have need, King James says, of patience. Baloney! For ye have need of endurance, that after ye have done the will of God, what's the will of God? That we faith on Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. For ye have need of endurance, that after ye have done the will of God, keep speaking freely of the hope ye might receive the promise. And then Paul goes and he quotes the prophet Habakkuk. I'm getting to it. Hang in there with me. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Let's read Habakkuk. In the third verse it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it. Now I'm reading out of the Old Testament. It says, let's read the second verse. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. That's tables of stone. God's putting it at least in the same place, if not above, the Ten Commandments, which were written on stone, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. I love that the Greek being one of the most specific languages that man has ever known. Takes some of the ambiguity out of the Hebrew. It says, for yet a little while, and he, in this 37th verse, that shall come, will come. So we really should read this third verse of Habakkuk 2, that though he tarry, wait for him, but because he will surely come. He will not tarry. And then Paul goes on to quote again Habakkuk 2:4. King James says, now the just shall live by faith. Here's the, let me give you the literal Greek. The one moreover, righteous of of mine. By faith shall live. I've quoted this before. I'm going to quote it again now. This is an exegete by Dr. Gene Scott of this verse. King James again, Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by his faith. Dr. Scott's literal translation is, the righteous of me ones, not my righteousness, but the righteousness God gives by the amen of him shall live. That is, the ones made righteous by the faith of Christ shall live. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The count, the good news of the gospel, has nothing. Draw back. We're not of those who draw back. We're not of those who do insult under the Spirit of grace. We're not of those who counted the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that faith to the saving of the soul. Namely, if I may say, that it may be made partaker of eternal salvation. And that's the God School for today.